Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Kelly Payne. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
Good. Hope you are.
I am indeed. Thank you very much. I'm so excited about the topic we have today because I love watching hummingbirds. So let's just dive right in, Kelly. When can we expect to see our hummingbirds arrive here in North Carolina?
So each year, hummingbirds will make their appearance during the springtime as they are making their journey from Mexico and Central America for their breeding season. They are very important pollinators and also insect population regulators. They travel over 2,000 miles facing a multitude of weather conditions, and a typical daily flight for them involves traveling 23 miles at speeds ranging from 30 to 60 miles per hour.
Wow.
And a fun fact is the hum in hummingbird is actually produced by the rapid movement of their wings, and they can be up to 70 strokes per second. So they also do not flap their wings, but they rotate them in a figure eight.
Wow. That's a fascinating statistic, traveling 2,000 miles, these tiny, tiny birds, and 23 miles a day. That's crazy. If you're watching your backyard, which I'm doing, what's the most common hummingbird that we're going to spot, Kelly?
So the most common species of hummingbird here in the state of North Carolina that you'll spot is the ruby-throated hummingbird. And you can spot these. Their species is bright emerald or a golden green in color on the back and the crown. And also they have a white-gray underpart. And you can spot the males as they have iridescent red throats.
Mm-hmm. Our guest on Extension Today here on WIFM is the Horticulture Extension Agent with Yadkin County, Kelly Payne, and we're talking about hummingbirds and their arrival here in the state now. So, Kelly, someone wants to create a truly hummingbird-friendly space in the backyard, say. What would be some of the key elements of the habitat that we should be considering?
So the key to attracting hummingbirds is to provide them a shelter through native species. So whether you have maybe a small patch or even a large dedicated space, you can make a difference by planting the right species. So you want to first pick a sunny location that is protected from the wind, and fall is the best time to plant these habitats. But before planting, make sure to conduct a soil test of the site to ensure success. And some varieties that you can choose are red or orange in color, as these are, as the hummingbirds are most attracted to these colors.
Mm-hmm.
And some flowering varieties you may choose to plant includes bee balm, cardinal flowers, rose mallow, yellow thistle, copper iris, phlox, and many more. But you may also choose to incorporate trees, shrubs, and vines. Some trees to include maybe yellow poplar, red buckeye, hawthorn. Some shrubs include a buttonbrush, mountain laurel, rhododendron, azalea. And lastly, vines include, that you may consider planting, is the cross vine, coral honeysuckle, trumpet vine, and the Carolina jasmine.
Here's some, I want to get to the vital steps here, Kelly, because I always make sure I want to do this right. If you will, walk us through the steps. How would we properly prepare our hummingbird feeders?
Yes, of course. So when preparing your hummingbird feeders, you want to use a 4-to-1 mixture of water and granulated sugar. So you will first prepare the food by dissolving the sugar in hot tap water and allowing that to cool. And you can store the remaining solution in the refrigerator up to a couple of days, but you want to avoid using any honey, brown sugar, fruit juice, or even red dye, as these substances can easily spoil, and they can also pose a risk to the bird's health. And you also want to keep ants and stinging insects away from the sugar solution, so you can even apply petroleum jelly to the hanging wire to just keep these insects away. And then also be sure to change the nectar out every few days, and then make sure you're cleaning your hummingbird feeders about once a week with hot water and vinegar.
great information. I'm so excited about hummingbird season, as it were. Looking forward to it. So, Kelly Payne, let's talk about something else pretty exciting. That's the Yadkin Farmers Market.
The Yadkin Farmers Market, we are officially open. The market is located at 1141 Tennessee Street in Yadkinville. And you can come shop local on Tuesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., mm-hmm. as well as Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We also have launched a donation station program at the market this year as a way for the community to engage in supporting local food as well as food security efforts. And we will be set up biweekly with this donation station on Tuesdays, and all donations support locally here, the Yadkin Christian Ministry.
Oh, that's a great thing to do. Terrific. Kelly, looking forward to the hummingbirds, excited about the farmer's market. If folks have questions about what we talked about today, they want to get in touch with you, what would be the best way to do that?
Yes. So our office is an equal opportunity provider. So if you have any questions related to horticulture or the Yadkin Farmer's Market, they can contact myself, Kelly Payne, at my email address is Kelly_Payne@ncsu.edu, or they can reach out to our office phone number, and that is 336-849-7908.
With the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Kelly Payne, thank you so very much for sharing with us today. Look forward to talking to you again very soon. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Danny, and I hope you do as well.
Thank you very much. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.